it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
9:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We have not heard from Antonio, so it's half Friday.
Yeah.
The other half would be hearing from Antonio.
But is he on vacation? Because I don't think we've heard
he's
from
in Sicily.
Yeah. He's in Sicily.
Don't present to me the problem, present the solution. We need to hear from Antonio. No,
what time is it in Sicily? Get your ass up, Antonio.
I have no idea what time it is in Sicily. I know what time it is in Toronto because I'm in Rogers Center right now. It's the same time. It's 9:15, 9:16 in the a.m. And you got some tickets to give away over there,
yes,
Jeremy?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Two weekend passes to the Atlas Cup happening September 26th to the 28th at Tierney Field at USA Lacrosse headquarters in Sparks. See the world's top lacrosse players play courtesy of USA Lacrosse. Caller number 5-410-583-1057.
Joining us right now from WJZ TV, he's the anchor. He's Rick Ritter, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. What's up, Rick?
QPYT, happy Friday, boys.
Happy
Absolutely.
Friday.
Absolutely. Now, Rick, if I would have told you that the Ravens would score 40 points against the Buffalo Bills on the road, you would say they're going to face the Browns 1-0. But they did score 40, and they faced the Browns 0-1. You can say they could have scored more, but it's a tough ask. What went wrong on Sunday night?
I mean, it's just an epic meltdown, and you guys have talked about it all week long, and I laugh at the people that are saying it's 1 week, it's not a big deal, it's a long season to go. No, it's a big deal because this is what we've seen year after year with this team. It's the same MO. So how can it not be a big deal? You saw it at the end of last season in the playoffs. You see it to start off this year. This team does not have that gene to get over the hump when it matters most. That doesn't mean it can't be developed. That doesn't mean that somebody can't step up. But my God, something has to change, because unless you sign up to have a great regular season record and win MVPs and make a playoff run, you're in the wrong sport, because you play to win Super Bowls here. And that's what you're trying to do with this team. And when you sit back and you look at the talent, not just on this team this year, not just last year, but really in the past 5 years, this is a squad that if not for epic meltdowns and for constantly beating themselves, they should have one Super Bowl in the bag right now, if not two. And it's sad to think that that's where we are.
Oof. Rick, if you could put your point to anything, I mean, there's been so many different ways they've lost these close games. Drop two-point conversions, drop passes, fumbles, Lamar fumbling, fumbles through the end zone. What do you attribute this to?
I mean, personally, I think it's a lack of leadership. I think when you get into times like these and crunch times in the game, who is the guy in the huddle? Who is the guy on the defensive side of the football that's stepping up and is literally carrying your team to that next point? It's not just the guys in the huddle. It's the guy on the sideline, too. I mean, it's this situation in all, and we'll get to Harbaugh in a second, reminds me so much of Andy Reid in Philadelphia years ago and where they were, how they kept getting so close, so close, so close, but just couldn't close the door. And I feel like that's where this team is right now. But from a leadership perspective, somebody's got to step up and carry these guys to the last 3-4 minutes of the game and be like, hey, what's happened the past 10 times that we've had a lead in the fourth quarter in big moments? We're not going to shoot ourselves in the foot again. I mean, the offensive side of the ball, they played phenomenal the other night. You really can't ask for much more from your offense. Putting the ball in the air, running the ball on the ground, controlling the trenches. Lamar looking like MVP form and Lamar like 3 years ago, lighter, faster, quicker. I mean, the offense just lights out in all aspects. Of course, though, you look at Derrick Henry, the fumble. Big-time players don't make those moments, don't make those plays in big-time moments. You don't have those mental collapses and hold on to the football. You know at the end of the game, when they're down by 15, that they're coming to rip that ball out. They're not going for the tackle. They're going to strip that ball. They're trying to pull it out. Hold it with two hands. What are you doing? And then on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, you could point the finger a million different ways. The pass rush, non-existent. All we heard all offseason in training camp, this pass rush, this interior line, the guys on the edge, Mike Green, wait till you see. Where were they? Nobody was found. The defensive play call, the defensive front that you were in, what were you doing? Not rushing anybody, letting Josh Allen drive down the field and get in the field goal range. And Jair Alexander, who looks like a shell of the guy 4 years ago. I mean, if that's what we're going to get all season from him, we might as well just get him off the field right now.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's funny you brought up the Eagles comparing it to the Ravens, because I went with the not necessarily the playoff stuff, but when they were talking about they couldn't close out games with Westbrook because he was too small and then teams would come back on him, and it kind of built this narrative, and I feel like that's what's happening with the Ravens now. But I do want to talk about your Eagles because I think they're in the biggest matchup of the weekend as they head to Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, it's hitting on that point real quick. I think back to the Eagles going to five straight NFC championship games, and they go to one Super Bowl, and they lose to New England. And Andy Reid, just phenomenal coach. You guys know the history, the coaching tree. He just couldn't get him over the hump. And I mean, at what point, and I'm not saying it has to happen now, but if we're sitting here in January in the same situation where they can't get over the hump again, they shoot themselves in the foot, at what point do you go for a change? Because again, you don't settle for playoff runs, especially when you have Lamar Jackson, this much talent. Back to the Eagles, they play Kansas City this week. Kansas City beat up. You guys know the injuries for sure. Eagles going in there, their defense, little shaky. I said that at the start of the year, that their secondary was a little questionable, especially at that second corner spot. Back end of the safeties as well. You lose Darius Slay. You have some changes there. But as long as they can get pressure up front again on Mahomes and keep that going, and then with the offense, it's controlling the game, running the football. So much noise about A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith not getting targets last week. This Eagles team is not going to throw the ball 40 times a game. They will control the line of scrimmage. They will control the clock. They will run with Saquon and Jalen, and that's what makes them so dangerous. They're able to control the tempo like that and make you have to play for behind once they get going.
All right, Rick. Ravens hosting the Cleveland Browns. Give me a winner and a score.
Ravens win 27-17. I think Joe Flacco is going to put up some numbers in this, though. You can't tell me that guy is not going to be motivated for this matchup. But it is a long season, and my God, I hope that we're not sitting here having the same conversation in January. And I know you guys spoke about it all week long. I'm just getting a chance to talk about it now, but frustrating and sad is an understatement.
He can be motivated as all as he's want. If the Ravens put him on his ass, he can just be motivated to get back up. Don't worry about that motivation. Hey, what you got going on this week and the next week?
So Purple Pregame Show on WJZ, live from the Tailgate tomorrow. Jimmy's Famous Seafood, that starts at 11 and 11:30. And then this week at Jimmy's on Wednesday, Purple Playbook Show with Isaiah Likely. And I have a feeling Isaiah might be making an announcement about getting back on track to play next week against the Lions.
Man, there you go. Thanks a lot, Rick. Talk to you next Friday.
Guys, sounds good. Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games.
See you too, man. I love our Friday guests, man. We just have great Friday guests. Lee, Mike, Rick. And also, Jeremy, your daily line is always good. But for me, it's so much better than football season because you got a little bit of NFL going on. You got college. This time of year, you have playoff-relevant baseball games. So today, what you got for us?
Rob, you start off with that new addition, naming all these names. If I like the picks, who cares who you like? Sorry.
Cool. All right, cool it now. Cool it now.
Yeah, I went 3-2 last night. We hit the football, both football plays. Very kind second half for NC State. That damn game started off with a kickoff return for a touchdown for Wake. Throwing stuff at the TV. But I'll tell you where you look this weekend. There are some great spots today, including one of the best baseball spots coming up. I'll tell you where that is, go over some NFL and college football games as well. That's coming up next here on The Fan.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.